Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. Divorce. Great American pastime.
It's expensive because it's worth it.
Is that what they say?
Is that their slogan?
I think it's a slogan. I don't know if it's their slogan, but, you know. Ever met someone that finishes a divorce and isn't like, oh my God, that was the greatest thing in the world? And everyone's like, oh, that's sad. No, it's not. Because you know what? Good marriages don't end in divorce. Bad marriages do. And that's what should happen to bad marriages. They should end.
Yeah, and you should be the spokesperson for 1-800-DIVORCE.
I've never met a happy couple that loved each other. It was like, you know what? We're getting divorced. I met a lot of miserable human beings that are good individually and are terrible together. And then you're like, oh God, thank goodness that you guys aren't together anymore.
Expired.
All right, here's Buck with our stack watch.
Well, it's already been kicked around a little bit, but the Dan Lanning post-game interview that went viral after the game, here is what that sounded like.
Unbelievable job, man, of our guys keeping their composure. We said this game's going to be about 1,000 cuts, right? Every cut matters. Every cut matters. And eventually, hit the jugular. That was it right there. Unbelievable focus. Our quarterback is an absolute all-star. Our team... special, man. Special.
You described this group to us during the week as having an elite level of focus. How did that play into the victory tonight?
Dude, never lost their composure 1 second. Highs and lows in this game. That's a great football team. Right? Threw some punches. We punch more. Right? Hit a haymaker at the end.
What kind of statement does this victory make for your program?
And we're on to the next game. We got to keep improving. Keep growing. We're going to see some great teams in this league. It's an unbelievable league. What an unbelievable atmosphere. Got a ton of respect for Coach Franklin, the job they do. Man, that would, let me think about it for a second.
Dan Lanning fired up, obviously, after that one. Buy or sell that is the new biggest win of the Dan Lanning tenure.
Yes, it's the signature win. And I know Ohio State was at home, and Ohio State goes on and wins the national championship. And obviously, this is context, too, right? Like, had Oregon won a national title last year and not gotten thumped in the Rose Bowl by Ohio State, maybe we say that. But as great as that was a win at Autzen, to go on the road with all the hype and 111,000 people in the whiteout and all that crap, which, by the way, can we all just grow up a little bit? And no one cares on the field that someone's wearing white.
Looks cool on TV, though.
Oh, God. I've had so many people like, what would it be like? What's it like to play in those environments? It's loud. Any stadium over 70,000, it's loud. The difference between 70 and 110, the difference between them wearing blue and white, doesn't matter. But it's still a big, energetic environment to go on the road, get that game in overtime after having it in your hands and go away. That is the Dan Lanning. And you could tell, as fired up as he was last year against Ohio State, it wasn't like that. That the Lanning's face and everything about that tells you that that is the signature win of Dan Lanning's tenure here at Oregon.
Boy, that's a good point. Although I would say that after Ohio State,
Yeah. He was quite Absolutely. Jubilant. Yeah. I was thinking it was Ohio State because that team ended up winning a national championship. Yeah. And I feel like while this, I don't know, was this win tougher because it was on the road? Because I feel like that Ohio State team was much better
they were.
Than this Penn State team. Yeah. So I'm going to stick with the Ohio State win as the signature win, even though they got trounced by them in the playoff. That team won the title and looked damn good doing it. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with that one, I think.
Okay.
On the fan. Well,
let's move up to Seattle, where the Huskies lost to number one ranked Ohio State. Here's Jed Fish after the loss.
I just told the team, I go, it's week four, guys. We're 3-1. You know, that okay. So now what? We played a number one team in the country, and we played them really well. And it was a heavyweight fight until the last 5 minutes, 4 minutes of the game, I guess, is when it turned into more than, you know, two scores. But I feel like we got a really good football team, and I'm really excited about getting on the road on Thursday and flying to Maryland and then seeing how well we can play. It'll be a great challenge for our team.
Now, I can buy that he might have a pretty good football on his team, football team on his hands, but buy or sell that he's kind of polishing a turd here, saying they went toe-to-toe with the number one team in the country despite not even finding the end zone.
No, because I actually, unlike other people, watched this game. And so no,
I didn't watch it.
No offense, but
I recorded it.
Yeah.
And then I went back and watched the third quarter.
Yeah.
And then I was so bored I quit. So yeah. I have no comment.
Yeah, someone texted in and was like, that game wasn't close. Oregon will bend them over the line of scrimmage. You didn't watch the game. Yes, it was close. That was an 8-point game going into the fourth quarter. And Washington was playing without Dakario Davis, one of their best corners. Zach Durfee got hurt, which is their big edge guy. And they lost Carver Willis, their best offensive lineman. And when those two guys went down, and Ohio State eventually just wore them down. Damon Williams was 18 of 22 for a buck 73, and Jonah Coleman averaged 5.5 yards a carry. I thought Jed Fish got in Jed Fish's own way. They had a horrible field goal attempt. They stalled out in the red zone, and Ohio State's really, really good. So what you saw there is Ohio State is better than Washington. They just are. Washington is not quite at that level. But again, as Washington goes, a lot of their team is young and is going to continue to get better. I think you leave, like, USC had a close loss against Illinois. Washington had a less close loss at Ohio State. I feel better about Washington going forward than I do USC after that
Ooh,
game.
I don't know about that. Of course, I didn't see the Washington game, so I'll tread lightly. But what I would say is
USC's defense was an abomination.
What I would say is Washington has good players. We know who their good players are. And Ohio State is maybe, if you gunned ahead, had to pick a best team in the country right now, it's probably Ohio State.
Yes.
But I don't know anybody who would trust Jed Fish.
No.
Fish. And you just even said it. I didn't even see it, but Jed Fish got in Jed Fish's way. That was predictable. I don't have faith in Jed Fish. I mean, I'm sure he has. I like the quarterback. I've seen him play enough. But that guy, I don't know. I don't know if he can do it. They get Oregon late in the year.
Washington is going to be a problem when you look at.
Do they play USC?
No, they have Maryland, Rutgers, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Purdue, and UCLA. That game against Oregon at the end of the year may have some actual real meaning behind it. If Washington stays healthy, because their depth is not great, it's still a team in building. They are going to score a lot of points. And they left 14 points on the board against Ohio State. They were there with them. And their defense played better than I thought they were capable of playing, and then just wore down because, well, that's what Ohio State does to you. They wear you down. And offensively, they were just a beat off. And then, like I said, when they lost their big left tackle, it was problematic. But it don't look at 24-6 and think that Washington is a bad football team. They are not. And that is a team that is going to get some people this year. And I think they're going to play some meaningful football into November in the Big Ten.
Touchdown six, brother.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's move on to potentially the worst gambling beat of the football season.
Ooh.
Don't know if you saw this. Here's the scenario. Indiana at Iowa. Line closes. Indiana -6.5. Game is tied at halftime. Second half line is Indiana -5.5. Indiana has the ball. 3 seconds left in the game. Up 7. Here's what their quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, does.
Not the Meadowlands here, so final seconds will tick off. And Mendoza going to give up points there.
It's really going to hurt his stats running the football.
So if you can't tell what happened there, he took the snap on his own 40-yard line and sprinted back 40 yards to take a safety as time expired.
How much time was on the clock?
3 seconds. You didn't need to run 40 yards.
You
needed to run 10 yards.
Oh, no.
Buy or sell, someone on the Indiana staff is on the take.
Oh, no.
Dude, that was such.
Total buy.
The Scott Van Pelt bad beat meter was just
I don't
like,
think I've seen anything like it. I've even seen like a punter or a quarterback take the safety when it makes sense. Well, this didn't make any sense.
Dante Moore did
yeah,
it. Where
same
he, just,
thing.
He
yeah.
ran
he
around a little
threw
bit
it out
and
of
threw,
bounds.
It, threw
yeah.
it out of bounds. You don't, you know.
That's, wait, did you have money on that?
No, I was not betting that
you
game.
Sound like
I was just blown away.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude, that was.
Because they win by 5, so yeah. they don't cover the second half line yeah. and they don't cover the original line. But
that
they were before that snap.
Well, wasn't there a safety that cost the team a line the week before?
Possibly.
I think there
remember,
was.
But
remember.
I don't think it happened like that, though.
I think there was a safety that cost someone that was a
it was
bad
SEC,
beat on that.
Wasn't it like?
Well, and then the ultimate one was the in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles blocking the kick and running it back. That was another one. The Jordan Davis meaningless run back also cost people.
Yeah, the Rams.
The Rams won. So, and by the way, I may have had money on the Rams. You know, that's... Those are some of those fluky things. And my guess is in reality, they just told him under no, you just keep running backwards and don't let anyone get anywhere near you. But yeah, that's
didn't have to fall down in the end zone.
That is particularly brutal for anyone that had that number.
God. That's why gambling's hard.
That's why you shouldn't do it.
You can be on the right side of things and
yeah.
still
yeah, but.
But imagine if that. Imagine gambler, the other way. Imagine if you.
Well,
you
but
had
as
you at Iowa.
But as
or
any,
yeah, Iowa. Excuse me.
As any gambler will tell you, if you've been gambling long enough, it sure seems like you're on the wrong side of those way more often than you're on the right side.
Yeah.
Now I was on the Rams this weekend, and I got I will just come clean and say I got absolutely lucky.
Yeah.
Did you see the Rams? The Rams were. I had them at three yeah. -3, and dude, the Colts scored.
Had them.
Yeah, well, Colts had him in multiple ways
Mitchell.
And screwed it up. So and then they throw a bomb. I thought maybe I'd get a push, but they throw a bomb.
Did you see there was only 10 guys on the field?
Yeah. So I mean, I got that dude. That's just a lucky win.
That's the sometimes the gambling gods smile at you, and other times they red poker you, and that's what happens.
I think we're out of time here. I think it's time to go to In the News.
I don't want to.
Okay. Well,
but
I do.
You have another one, don't you?
I do.
Well, you love ITN.
I love ITN, but I also love.
So we can also holster this. This is Ryder Cup related. Has okay. to do with fan behavior. I know you may.
Let's get to that later.
Carve that out
okay.
for another time.
Yeah, yeah. Because we're going to do a. We will have a discussion on fan behavior, but it may not be today. So we'll holster that. Goldberg Jones brings you Stockwatch when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues. Trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the News is next. We have the latest on the troops coming to save. War ravaged Portland.
It's about damn time.
God, no kidding. We've been asking for this.
Every weekend when I'm out drinking, I think to myself, someone save me.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen.
Here is Buck with SportsCenter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.